Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's show. I'm Stephen. I'm here to assist you guys. You can find out more about me if you decide to. You can go to my website at www.hairfield, that's H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. And if you have questions that you'd like to email me about, then please do so. My email address is stephen@hairfield.com. I'm an author, I'm an international speaker, and I love, absolutely adore working with people and giving them insight into things in life. And that's the reason I do this on tonight's show. I've done many things on the show. I've been doing it for well over 10 years on the show. And I've just recently started devoting it to doing intuitive sessions with people on the show live. And I love people a lot. And if I can help in any way, then that is what I do. And that's what I love to do. Again, my name is Stephen, and you can find out more information about me by going to my website at hairfield.com. And I'm not a psychic hotline type person. I do one-hour sessions with people. I do them from all over the world, and I've been doing that for well over 20 years. And I totally enjoy from my heart, assisting people in any way I can. So I've got callers on the line. I'm going to attempt to get to them, each of you, as efficiently as and as quickly as I can, but I want to take the time with the people that I'm talking with so that they have clarity. That being said, I'm going to allow maybe one or two questions. If the questions can be answered efficiently and quickly, then maybe we can do more than that. It's just there's so many people sitting on the switchboard right now that I just kind of have to do that. So my first caller, you are apparently calling through Skype because of your phone number. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Stephen. It's Michelle, and I'm calling actually from Alberta, Canada.
Well, hello, Michelle from Alberta. Getting chilly up there yet?
It actually is. Fall is definitely on the way.
Here it is, middle of September, and we've already had it snow once up in the mountains, and it's about to snow again tomorrow, so look forward to an early winter up where you are.
Yes, no doubt. And where are you located?
I'm in northern Nevada, in the Reno, Tahoe area.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So, I mean, we're already getting snow, so hey, look where you are. So, Michelle, how can I best be of service to you this evening?
I guess I'm just curious what's coming for employment. I actually haven't worked since April, so I'm kind of, no money's coming in, so I'm panicking a little bit. There's kind of lots going on, right? So I just, any intuition?
What have you been doing historically? And the reason I ask that is because the first thing I get is you have to look in a different direction.
Yes. Okay,
What I was going to say is what you've been doing historically is not going to serve you anymore, and I think you're used to kind of the field that you were in, and I think to really enhance your employment ability, I think you, one, really need to look at your historical experience, because you're not necessarily portraying all of your abilities. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay. So my first suggestion to you is to start looking in a different direction, in a different field, and a different idea. I think you're good at what you do. You're efficient. You seem to be very conscientious. Are you in the medical field by any chance?
I am not.
Okay. That's the reason I just added I don't think so. you have the tendency of a healer. Now, a healer doesn't necessarily mean becoming a nurse, a doctor, you know, any of that stuff. You seemingly, to me, take things on for people, and my next suggestion would be is don't necessarily do that. It seems to me also that a lot of people come to you because they want to talk with you about their lives. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Those are verifications for you for what I'm attempting to share with you. So you might want to take in consideration and looking in the arena of the fields that you're looking to be employed in, because corporate world is really kind of boring to you. So I think you got to kind of look in a different direction, but you're not being creative. You're being limiting, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So what I'm suggesting to you is don't limit you. Step into your full ability and your full of talents and really take a sincere look at your creative side.
Okay.
All right. Now, when I say creative side, I'm not saying painting, drawing, writing. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just simply saying that you have a very creative side to you, a very expressive side to you.
Okay.
And I think you need to allow that expressive side out more.
Okay.
Time frames for me are the most difficult because there's so many things involved. The time frames. I get that you aren't really looking. You kind of sort of are, but you aren't really looking. Does that make sense?
No, because I've just sent out over 800 resumes last week. In May, I sent out the same, and every day I'm trying to look because I'm going to run out of money here in a few months. So
you're going to end up being fine. But all right, when I get that you aren't really looking, it could be simply to me that you aren't looking in the correct directions or correct field. You're attempting to stay in the field that you have been in, correct?
I'm attempting to stay in the type of job, but I'm trying to get into a different industry.
No, you got to go totally different. I'm just sitting here saying to you, you got to go in a totally different direction than what you've been doing. I would say really take a look at your resume and really take a look at the experience that you have, because you're not really highlighting at all. You're almost kind of limiting it. It's almost as though to me you're limiting it to specific areas, to the fields that you're applying in. And the fields that you're applying in don't necessarily relate to what you know. That's kind of weird, but... Does that make sense?
A little bit.
All right. Well, no, I don't want to go a little bit. I want to be very succinct. You just have to look in a very different direction. Different direction meaning a different field. Take a look at your expertise. You're not really highlighting every aspect of your expertise that you could. And what I'm suggesting to you is really take a look at your background. Because you're not really portraying your background to the depth that it actually has. It's almost to me, my impression is that you are kind of hesitant. It's like you don't want to gloat or brag about you, and that's not really what you're doing. But what you really want to do is really want to highlight and pinpoint your abilities and capabilities. And I don't think you're doing that.
Okay.
Does that make sense now?
I think so. So I recently, only like a week ago, I just rechanged my resume because the last one wasn't working well.
Right. Good. Okay.
Yeah. I hired a friend to look over it. So hopefully that'll help. And
your employment is actually going to come through ultimately through someone that you already kind of know, which is odd for me to even come up with that. The only reason I'm saying that is it feels familiar to me. And when something feels familiar to me, then that means you must know this person. So it's a contact that you already have that you're not using. I would almost say it's kind of like you're hesitant on using it. I'm going to say don't. Ask.
Okay.
All right. Because there are people out there that know you, and they know your expertise, and they know you're good at what you do. And by the way, because of what you've been going through, you're really starting to question yourself too much. And what I'm going to say to you is stop doing that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're kind of looking in the sense of you're not being validated, and because of that, you are feeling weak. Don't do that.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, and by the way, when you're in interviews, you are not allowing yourself to sit in the driver's seat. It's kind of the way I'll say it.
Okay.
When you're in interviews, it's kind of like you're in a weak point because you've been out of work for a while, and because of that, you are not in a position of strength. My suggestion to you is yes, you are.
Okay.
I'm also going to say to you, lastly, start pointing yourself to a higher position, a higher level than what you've been looking at.
Okay.
Because you're discounting yourself, and I really get that strongly.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Michelle. And like I say, I do hour sessions with people from all over the world. So if you ever get a question, you can go to my website, and you can get my phone number, and you can call me, and I'll answer your question, and that's completely free.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. I really appreciate your guidance.
You too. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've got a problem with my switchboard right here. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here, a caller from 484. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Yes, I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA. First name is Tonetta.
Tonetta, I love the name. I got to ask you a question, though. I got to ask you a question. Does it have a meaning?
Yes, I'm named after my dad and my grandfather, so yes.
Oh, okay. No, because unique names usually have a meaning to them, and I'm always curious about that. So, Tonetta, from Philadelphia, how can I best be of service to you this evening?
Okay. About two days ago, I had a vision or a premonition or whatever you want to call it. I was on my way home from work, and I take a bus home from work, and all of a sudden an ex-boyfriend from 23 years ago came into my energy field. He was like right in front of my face, and I knew it was him. And then it showed me a large red toolbox, which he was in automotive back when I was dating him. And my best girlfriend dates his half-brother. It's funny because I texted her and I said, I don't understand what this means about Chris, and haven't, you know, had any contact in 23 years. And she said, Tonette, I'm going to tell you something. I was just over at the house and Chris's red toolbox is in the garage. I said, wow. Now, he does have a girlfriend. I don't know what the, you know, seriousness is of that or what have you, but I don't understand what's going on here or if he's going to try to reconnect, because this all happened when I was on the bus coming home from work around 7:30 two nights ago. And, you know, I just started crying and stuff. I had no control of the vision or the premonition or him coming into my energy field or nothing.
Okay. To me, what I get is it was a final emotional release for you. To give you emotional freedom, because ever since that time, my intuition says when it came to relationships that you were always really kind of hesitant or kind of haphazard about it or didn't trust in the relationship since him. And I think what happened is circumstances brought this to the surface to show you that you were still holding on to something, a wishful thought, if you will, that you would like to have had fulfilled. Now, does that mean you and he are not going to get back together? In a way, I'm going to say to you, yeah, it does mean that. But it's a way of freeing you so that you can really move forward in your own life now. Not that he was consciously or subconsciously holding you back. That was a gift. That was a gift from your soul saying, Tonetta, you've had yourself in this real holding pattern, because if you really take a look since that time, your relationships have kind of been maybe haphazard is the way I would put it. They haven't necessarily been as fulfilling as you would like for them to be, but I think now they're going to be. Does that make sense?
I guess. So you don't feel like this Chris is going to try to reach out and contact me some way, fashion, or form?
No, I don't. I think you've been actually holding on to it. A lot of times, Sonetta, we honestly think we have healed something when all we've really done is stuffed it. And I think what you did is you thought you had healed that, you had let that go, and then all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, it strikes you. All right, and that to me is just simply saying to you that, okay, now it's time that you release this and you allow yourself to move forward in your own life. You've been married?
No.
Okay. Going to be. You're going to be.
Do you know who I'm going to be marrying?
Oh, no. Now you're going to ask me for a person's name? Forget it.
I mean, my mom had said on her deathbed who I marry, but that person is a complete train wreck and cheated on me like four different times. So
No, it's nobody you know right at the present moment. And I think the reason that came into your mind was to free and clear you, to get you ready for this person. I think you'll actually know them. I think you'll actually know them within, here we are in September of 2016. You'll know them within the year. You'll know them within the year. You'll know who they are.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not dating anybody. I just got rid of a really bad relationship with that man that was cheating and stuff. I had to get him out and he tried to come by a couple times to come back into my life, and I just keep telling him, leave me alone.
All right, you have to choose differently. You are mirroring somebody when it comes to relationships. It can be a dad. It can be a mother. I'm going to say it's someone that when you were younger that rejected you a lot, and what you've been doing is you've been drawing people to you that do the kind of the same thing. So you've been mirroring that. So what I'm going to say to you is choose differently in the types of men that you choose. And the next thing I'm going to say to you is you choose fixer-uppers to where they need to be healed, and what you want to do is kind of mother them and take care of them. And what I'm going to say to you is don't do that, for God's sakes. You know, find a person that's already fixed that you don't have to do that with. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right. So you are simply mirroring someone out of your childhood, and when you get into relationships, it's usually that person. So the person you're attempting to fix is actually yourself.
Okay.
Through these relationships. Anytime you have to justify a relationship, Tonetta, it's not for you to have. And you spend a lot of time attempting to justify these other people. Stop that.
Right, right, yes. And I had to put my foot down because my recent ex, he will keep trying to come back and come back and come back and come back. And
sure.
I have to just be firm and say no, because all he's about is causing damage. He's not coming back because he realized.
No, he's coming back because he's always been able to manipulate you.
Right, right. And I finally grasped that. I mean, I knew him for 30 years. I went to school with him. He was someone I thought would never hurt me, and he has proven to be the true enemy. I mean, it's terrible.
Yes. But hear me what I'm saying. It reminds you of someone out of your early years of your life, and that's the reason you're doing that. So my
right,
point
right, but
I,
like
is,
I said, I put a stop to it.
For now. But that doesn't mean the next person coming along is not going to do the same thing. And what I'm saying to you is watch for the earmarks and trademarks. Just don't go down the same path, because you keep going down the same path.
I know. I thought this guy would have never hurt me.
All right. Well, always pay attention to your first impression. Your first impression when he came on to you was don't go there, and you did. So you went there to find out why you're not supposed to go there. And you haven't been able to let it go, which is another character trait. It's very difficult for you to let go of things. When you're done with someone, just acknowledge that you're done with them and move on. For you, you've got to keep going back and finding out that maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm the one that's making the mistake. No. Don't do that.
Right. I thought he was coming back because he realized, he made a mistake.
No.
He's just coming back to do more damage.
No, he's just coming back to bag you. You are a thing of convenience. Don't be a thing of convenience.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, stop being a person of convenience and be a person of independence. That's who you are.
Well, I've always been very independent.
Right, but what you do is when you get into relationships, you get into relationships with people that want you to be dependent, and you're not. So just simply become aware of that and stop being dependent.
Yes.
All right, my friend. Thanks, Tonetta. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more about me, you can find out about me at hairfield.com. Thanks, Tonetta.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, caller from 706. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, Stephen. This is Sophia calling from Georgia.
Well, hello, Sophia.
Hi.
And what can I do for Sophia this evening?
This evening, Stephen, I have a, I guess, career question.
Okay.
I am currently working. Mm-hmm. However, I have, an overwhelming pull that I should
follow
be doing something else.
Follow it.
Okay, it doesn't make sense financially, but it's pretty strong.
All right, what is it you do now?
I'm in corporate.
Okay, and what's this pull?
The pull is just to leave my job and start taking some time for myself, as well as start preparing myself for my own entrepreneurship.
Well, ultimately, I can tell you point blank, you're going to be working for yourself. Do this with intelligence and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I left corporate America in 1987, and in 1987, I made basically $250,000 that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not happy, and I just had this overpowering urge to leave the corporate world and do my own thing. And, of course, I finished my degrees, and one day I woke up and went, holy bejeebers, I need to find a way to make a living. And it led me to what I do today as an author, international speaker, and just loving and adoring people. When we're in the corporate world, it makes no sense to us to step away from it. We like the known. But what I am going to say to you is we both know that you're okay with what you're doing, but you're not, what I would say, happy. And
that's
true.
I just returned to work probably 6 months ago after a almost 2-year break medically. But when I returned, Stephen, you're right. I knew it was not permanent.
Yes. So my
suggestion I knew me
is,
going back.
Well,
but
what
the pull
what
is an urge, and it is a strong pull.
All right, then that's your soul saying to you, you are supposed to be going in a different direction. And a lot of the times when the soul is doing that, it makes absolutely no sense. Look,
yes.
Look, Sophia, I know we live in a material world. And living in a material world, we have to contend with the material world. But a lot of the times when it comes to spirituality, we don't realize that money and spirituality really are one and the same thing. They're not separate from each other. And we want to separate the idea of monetary and material flow from spirituality and consciousness. No, that's just a huge mistake, because they are one and the same thing. Even material life is not separate from spirit. We just like to think it is for some weird concept, but it's not. You are here to be of service, and I know you know that. It's just for you, it's learning to understand what being in that service is and how you're going to do that. It's going to take you a few years, and my suggestion is take your time, follow your urge, don't make any snap decisions about you have to leave in 24 hours or whatever. Because when I left corporate America, it actually took several years for me to really come to that full decision. And the reason it took me that is because it made no damn sense. You're making that kind of money. Why walk away from it? Well, it was called happiness. It was called enjoyment. And it was called acceptance of myself and my life. And when I finally did that, I have to tell you, Sophia, I'm a lot happier today than I ever have been. I don't make that kind of money, but you know, I love what I do. I love talking with people such as yourself, and I love working with people on the level that I do.
I do too.
I know you do.
It is so bad, even when I leave my home in the mornings, and it's most of the time it's still kind of dark when I leave out or when I leave the office building for lunch or in the evenings, and I always look up, and it's like the trees are even saying, are you listening?
Yes. All right, so it's up to you to start listening to that. All right, Sophia. You can get a hold of me through my website at harefield.com, and we can talk in depth. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
Caller from 412, where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Keisha, I love that name. I've actually talked with many Keishas in my life, and that's the reason I say that. So how can I best be of service to you this evening?
I just wanted to know, where did you see my love life hit it?
Nowhere.
My love life hit it?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Yeah. Well, no, the reason I say that is I don't get a whole lot of sense of effort, so to speak. And I don't know whether that's you seem to me to be in a relationship right now, is that right?
No.
I got
a couple of friends and stuff, and I don't know what they think. Maybe they
all
think
right.
I don't know.
All right, no, because what I get is, one, you're in a relationship, which means the real relationship for you can't come in because you're holding on to something that's just not working. It's kind of safe. So when I say to you, it's not going anywhere. So right at the moment, it's not. Next thing I would say to you is, Keisha, start putting yourself in a position to where you can meet the person that you are intended to be with. Also, what may be holding you up is the idea of trust. Trust for you in the arena of love is very difficult. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
That seems to be more based out of your historical self and what you've experienced historically in the arena of relationships. And I think because of that, you're not necessarily willing to let yourself fly. So that's why I'm saying to you, it's not really going anywhere. So I'm going to say the first thing to do is to learn, you know what, vulnerability scares the daylights out of you.
Yeah.
All right. To be in a love relationship, vulnerability is a key to that. And because you've allowed yourself to be vulnerable, I'm going to say last time you were really vulnerable is you were really young. And since that time, it's kind of like you got your face ripped off and you decided, no, that's just simply not going to happen. But just remember, for relationship to take place, vulnerability is a big key. So that's going to be the biggest hurdle for you to get over.
Yeah.
No, it's well worth considering. Because vulnerability is worth it, yes. I mean, if you cut your finger, you know where to put the antiseptic and the Band-Aid. But when our hearts get hurt, you know, what antiseptic do you use? What Band-Aid do you use? It's just something we have to walk through. And most of us don't really walk through very gracefully, especially males. And the other thing I'm going to say to you is choose differently. You're choosing comfort as opposed to excitement. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comfort means to you, you think they'll be easy to get along with, and ultimately they end up not being easy to get along with, right?
Right.
Okay. So that says choose differently. I'm going to say, Keisha, take a risk. Literally, take a risk. And that's something that's very difficult for you to do. The other thing is your need for control in the idea of relationship is very, very difficult for you to do. And my suggestion is don't do that. Nobody controls relationships. Nobody. We can only experience them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, Keisha, thank you so much. You have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
My
bye-bye.
Pleasure. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Caller from 856, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. I've been to Union City, New Jersey. Used to have an aunt that lived there. Used to go up and visit her. So, Rose Maria, how can I best be of service this evening for you?
I think I talked to you for a while ago. I went after what I needed to do for myself. I did that. I guess whatever's next, I guess the next part is the relationship-wise.
Okay, relationship-wise, what do you mean? You aren't doing anything there. I get that it's stagnant or inactive.
Right.
Okay, so basically you're not really doing anything there.
No, nothing in there. I'll be right.
Well, What are you waiting for him to do? Come to your front door and say, "Hey, I heard Rose Maria lives here, and I just wanted to make sure, and I'm so and so." It's kind of like you're waiting for them to come to you. And there's only one of three people that are potentially ever going to come to your front door and knock. That's a postal person, UPS, or FedEx. They're the only three people that are going to ever do that. So in other words, you're sitting back waiting, but you're waiting in a place where it's just not going to work. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, so that now means that Rose Maria has to begin starting to do something she's not comfortable with, and that's putting herself out there. Why are you hesitant in putting yourself out there?
I'm not hesitant to put myself out there because relocating in a few weeks, so it's like getting that organized to leave.
Well, okay, but you haven't been putting yourself out there is what I'm actually saying. Where are you relocating to?
To Europe.
To Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's a huge relocation. So when you're asking about relationships, what the heck do you care? No, seriously.
True.
All right.
It's been a while. And...
Well, but where in Europe are you going?
Italy,
great country. Going there for employment? Yes.
Employment and training.
And training?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a wonderful experience for you, but just so you know, you won't be staying there. Italy is not your end destination. It's just a... Okay, I get it. You're going to Italy to meet your partner.
Right.
You know that?
Yeah, there's somebody there that I'm interested in.
Okay, no, you are going there to meet your partner, so I think you're going in the correct direction for you because I get union or marriage when I look at the idea of Italy. Be aware of something. I think this person is definitely interested in you, most
mm-hmm.
distinctly. But the other thing is they are very interested in coming into the United States, and I also get that this person is financially... I'm going to say, okay, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
They are financially solid, which would make it easier for you. And I'm going to say go for it.
Right. Cool. So he's interested in coming here.
Yeah, no, he is interested in coming to the States.
He should have came earlier.
No. If they would have come earlier, I don't think it would have worked. I think now it will. So I'm saying go. Just simply go. And then follow your heart, which you, like the last lady I was talking with, are kind of afraid of doing. And I'm going to say on this one, don't do that. Be a little more open. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. The last thing I'm going to say to you is the best part for you is sitting right in front of you. So I'm going to say take it.
Cool.
And maybe that's why I saw initially that you aren't really doing anything because you kind of put yourself in a holding pattern kind of for this person in Italy.
Right.
All right. Not the worst decision you could have made.
Cool. Okay, like to do the trading and the work and all that stuff, and then
yes, yeah, absolutely.
He has an idea. Cool. He has an idea I'm coming in, but he doesn't know exactly.
Yeah, just one step at a time. Get yourself to Italy first. All right, lovely one. Thank you, Keisha.
Thanks.
Especially, or Rose Maria. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello.
Caller from 312. Where are you calling from? What's your first name?
Hi, I'm calling from Chicago. My name is Karen.
Well, hello, Karen from Chicago. I used to live in Libertyville many years ago.
Oh, okay. I know that's it. Yeah, I live in the city.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've met a lot of people in the city that have never been out of the city or seen a cow in a pasture, which always sounds trippy. But so what can I do for Karen this evening?
I have a career question.
Sure.
I'm wondering if you see anything on the horizon. You've been looking for a job.
A lot of people are looking for jobs right now. What have you historically, professionally done?
I've worked in administrative positions and in communications, but more administrative.
You are too busy diminishing yourself right at this present moment. Don't do that.
Okay.
It's like my sense says you're gun shy. You've kind of gotten in a lack of a better way to put it, self-worth mode that you aren't valued or valuable, and I'm going to say drop that, because
okay.
What it does is it puts you in a position of weakness, and you don't want that.
Okay.
I'm also going to say that you don't necessarily sometimes figuring this stuff out is really trippy. you don't really bring out your strong points.
Okay.
You allow people sometimes to maybe push you around a little too much.
Okay.
And I'm going to say learn to stop doing that. You do that through having confidence in your own self and your own ability.
Okay.
You know what you're capable of, but you don't. It's kind of like, I know you're not an arrogant person, and you don't really like talking about yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
But when it comes to looking for employment, that's what you're there to do. You're there to talk about your strong points and your value that you can give to the company. And I don't think you're necessarily doing that.
Okay.
All right. So can you start increasing that?
Yes.
And in that perspective, so that it will get you a position. You've been looking
yes.
for work for a little bit of time now.
Yes.
Okay. We're in September, so again, time frames are always the trippy part for me.
Okay.
Because it depends a lot on the individual. But I think before the year is out, you will have your position and a position that you will really like.
Okay.
Does that make
sense?
Yes.
That makes sense. I'll keep looking. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else?
Do you see anything coming in to help pay the bills? Maybe some projects or?
What is it you do?
I was doing some freelance writing to help pay the bills and some project work, marketing projects and stuff like that.
Right. I'm gonna say attempt to stay in that direction. But it comes down to the idea of self-promotion.
Okay.
Have you approached publishers as a freelance editor?
No, I haven't. No,
consider
just as a writer. Okay.
No, consider it, because you are meticulous when it comes to that. And I think if you approach publishers as a freelance editor, you may have a little bit of success. But, yeah, you'll have income coming in to meet your debts. Just remember, you've always had what you've needed.
Yes.
Sometimes it was at the last minute, and sometimes
yes.
it's a little unnerving. But
yes.
just remember, it'll always be there, so hold that vision.
Okay.
You got it? All right, Karen.
I got it.
All right. Thank you. Caller from 561, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, this is Stacy and I'm calling from Florida.
Well, Stacy from Florida, you guys
Hello.
Have dodged many tornadoes, hurricanes.
Yep.
So good for you guys. So how can I best be of service for Stacy this evening?
I wanted to know, when do you see a job coming through, one that can meet my demands for my bills?
You live above your means is the first thing I'm going to say to you, or you were living above your means, and you've had to drop back. Does that make sense, first off?
I wouldn't say I was living above my means.
Well, you know, if we sometimes in life we can experience feast or famine. And when money is coming in, we don't think about it and we just go spend it. And then when all of a sudden it slows down, we go, that's kind of what I mean. What do you do professionally?
I'm in the healthcare field, private.
A private healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of spunky. Be careful with that. You are very firm in your thoughts and in your thinking, and it can be kind of inflexible at times. So what I'm going to say to you is learn to be a little more flexible, especially in the arena of business and career. I mean, you remind me, or you feel that you're the type of person that if something's on your mind, you're going to say it. And in the business arena, that sometimes we have to be kind of politically oriented, and political orientation is not necessarily the easiest thing for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. That would then tend to lead me to say to you to learn to be a little more flexible when it comes to the business world. You're really having a difficult time finding a position, aren't you? Somebody is not putting out a good referral for you. Who was your last employer? Somebody seems to be gunning you, is what I'm saying to you, in your historical arena. In other words, they're not giving you a good reference or referral.
Oh, okay.
And if you know who that is, you might want to, as you're applying for positions, just have yourself I don't know if I want to use the word justification or explanation or whatever the word may be, but you got to be able to negate them before they can downplay you. But you have somebody in your history, not too distant history, employment-wise, that doesn't have fond thoughts of you. And that's their view. That's not necessarily your view. And their view can be erroneous. So you got somebody out of your past that's not helping you, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So really sit down, take a look at that, and I'm going to sit here and say, I think you know who it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, and find a way to negate that when you're applying for positions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, my friend. If there's anything I can do, let me know. I'm at hairfield.com.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Caller from 631, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Suzanne. Good evening to you. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. My favorite tea.
Yeah, I have two questions. My first one was, when do you see a man coming in for me?
When do I see a man coming in for you? Stop holding him at arm's length. Is the first thing I'm going to say to you. What's the best way to say this? Be more approachable is the way I'll say it. It's kind of difficult for a person to walk up to you and say, hey, my name is Fred and I'd like to get to know you. That doesn't seem to work well with you. Is that correct?
No, people come up to me and say hi and stuff.
No, well, I know they come up to you and say hi, and I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying for someone to want to have a close relationship for you, that's a little bit of a different story.
Hmm. I don't know. No one has wanted that.
Okay, but then you must be generating the reason as to why that happens, because it's not them. It can't be them. So it has to be you. Or, you know, some people can be standing in plain sight and be invisible because of the way they view things, the way that they see things. And when the first thing I picked up, and it's not meant as a negative thing, it's just you're not necessarily the most approachable person easily on an intimate level in the arena of emotions. And I'm not saying you're not willing. I'm just saying there's a part of you that is remote. There's something about you when it comes to relationships that seems to me to be remote. Now, you're in Long Island, and I'm in the Western United States. So that automatically says you are remote from me, all right? But I can eliminate that and say, no, that's not what this is about. What this is about is that when you are doing your daily festivities and your daily activities, are you approachable?
Yes.
Are you? No, you say you are. But I'm going to say it again. There's still something about you that says, no, you have a very reserved demeanor, which is what people see. I'm not saying you're not friendly. No, I'm not saying that at all. In fact, the truth is, I think you are friendly. But it's something that you are emitting. It's something that you're putting out there that's creating a little bit of standoffishness in males approaching you. Now, because I'm not in your skin, I don't know exactly what that is. I'm just suggesting that you can be more enlivened and or excited when it comes to the idea of meeting a potential suitor. What's your birthday, out of curiosity?
October 5th.
What year?
60.
10, 5, 10, 60. I'm figuring out your number. 6, 10, 60. You are a 4. 4s numerologically means you're a person that's always looking for a solid foundation and wanting to have that solid foundation. And I would say the only thing in your life where you don't have that solid foundation is in the arena of your emotional self. And that's the last aspect to give you that sense of fulfillment. But I think you are, I'm still going to say it, it's like you're holding yourself away from it. That's what I keep getting into.
I don't know, like I met some of them, like either they're not attracted to me or I'm not attracted to them, or they just want sex. It's not that I'm open for a relationship, but I just can't be like, you know what I mean.
No, sure. No, you're interested in a relationship, not just sex. I understand that. What you want is that partner in your life. What you want is that sense of fulfillment, which is the number four. You want that solid foundation, which is what you're looking for. But to me, it's also a kind of a sense of you learning to let go and let yourself just be you, just for who you are. But I don't get anybody real close to you right in the present moment. And when I say close to you, it doesn't mean you don't know anybody. It just means that they aren't very close to you. And I'm not sure you actually allow that. I know you would like to, but I'm not so sure that you actually do. Does that make sense?
And not really, because I don't know. I've tried to, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Like, no, I'm friendly and everything, but like I just got on the phone with somebody. He seemed like so boring that I'm like, oh my God. That's why
okay,
I can't be lonely and stuff. Cause
all right,
maybe
that's exactly what I'm picking up, that they are boring to you. To me, if the person is not a challenge, then you're not going to go there. Because they're going to be boring to you. But don't look for a challenge in a relationship. Just
no, not a challenge. I was talking to someone a little bit older, and they're like, oh, yes, I like the old type of music, and I like da-da-da-da-da-da. And it just wasn't at the same level, that's what I mean.
No, forget
it. And I feel
age.
Like I have to force myself because that's what's out there.
It.
Just that,
no.
Yeah.
Wait. Forget age. Older than what? Older than time? No. What I'm attempting to get Suzanne to do is to shift her view. I mean, already, nothing intended. I mean, not, and I'm never going to claim to be 100% accurate. 75? Yeah. I'll own that one. But 100%? No. I feel here's what I feel. Resistance in relationship. That to me can mean one of many things. One of them can mean that you need to be in the dominant position in the idea of relationship. Or two, it can mean that you need to have someone that you can mother or fix, and I don't think that's it at all. And the other one can be that you just don't necessarily allow yourself to be completely and totally approachable. How that fits, Suzanne, I don't know, because I've never met you. I'm just going from pure intuition, and it's as simple as that. I'm saying to you, shift this stuff, and everything else can shift for you. You're not necessarily attracting the best people that you can, and that's just a simple truth.
Yeah, it's just hard out there. So what I'm saying is I'm kind of have to, like, I guess, you know what, if we don't have things in common, it's okay, you know, like that kind of thing.
Well, you want to have things in common, but we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show, and I appreciate the conversation. I'll be here next week, same time, same place, so if I can answer anything else, please call back in. And ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last 90 seconds of the show. We have so many callers sitting out there that I would love to be able to talk with, but I'm just not able to get to you because we're at the last few minutes of the show. I'll be back here next week, same time, same place, and you'll be able to catch me here. My name is Stephen Harefield. I'm also known as an American monk because I spent time in India. As a monk, you can find out more about me by visiting my website at Harefield, that's H-A-I-R, Epheson Frank, IELD.com. And you can go to that website and you can find out my contact information. I'm not a psychic hotline, but I love working with people and I love experiencing people and attempting to bring them clarity in their lives. And if you click on the contact information on my website, it'll give it to you along with my phone number. So give me a call, and if I can be of any assistance to you whatsoever, please do that. And and you can send me an email at stephen@hairfield.com. Thank you so much for being with me, and I apologize for all of those that I was not able to get to. There's just a lot of callers. Thank you so much, and may your day be filled with blessings and joy. Thank you. You're all deeply appreciated.